This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're trying to figure out stuff to get the kids, obviously. And, you know, we give the gift of education. So we say have low expectations for holidays. And my kid is like, if I get another pair of stinking socks, I'm done. And actually, you know, it's funny. You guys are very proactive. Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats, really proactive marketing-wise about your gear, right? I mean, like today you're doing like a 12 days of whatever, and today it's 30% off hats.
Yeah.
And you got some awesome, awesome hats. This one probably doesn't sell too well. You're giving this one away.
The cheeseburger one. Well, we don't longer play as the cheeseburger, so that's why.
So
they call that vintage, by the way. When you stop doing something, it's called vintage.
So. Yeah, you could sell that sucker on eBay probably for a profit. But anyway, it's the off season for the Yard Goats. I blew off your party last night.
You did.
How was it?
It was phenomenal. It was great. I know Matt had a great time. And
who was there? Like, who's Stephanie. There?
No, just all our sponsors, all our partners, community members. It's just a great time to come to the ballpark, and we let our culinary team go nuts. So there was like, you know, the pasta wheel of cheese and the carving station and everything. It was we didn't do hot dogs and popcorn.
Well, that Matt was saying earlier, he's like he went in there expecting, you know, some glorified, you know, food from the concourse, and he said he was surprised by what you guys had.
Yeah. I get probably 5 to 6 comments every single year. Like, I didn't know you guys could do this. Right?
And that's all food you make in-house.
Yeah, our food service company, Professional Sports Catering, does all that. So
Matt was telling the story about how you were telling people you gave out these candles. By the way, it's a good idea because everyone.
Well, you know,
a
it's
candle.
The same stuff. It's like, what do you know? You go to these events and like, so this is a local company. I believe it was out of Rocky Hill, that Connecticut-based candle company. And we said, let's get some custom candles made. And we had them all nice. And as people were coming in, like, oh, what's the scent? And I said, oh, it's either one of three things. It's either grass, which, right, you know, the popcorn, or hot dogs, right? And so you never had a hot dog smelling candle. Now, there's none of those three, but people are literally opening up every top. You know, there's 150 candles on the table. And they're literally smelling each candle trying to find
the
hot
dog. Did you get sucked
one.
In, Matt? Like, what is this? I got lavender. Like, this is bull crap.
This is not even close to popcorn. I think you guys failed this.
I know. Yeah. So, but you got to have fun, right? You got to smile.
Yeah. I mean, it's the time of year. And you had the bar, too. Like, they have, like, the Yard Goats, I will tell you, like, compared to the Fenway, the beer selection, if you're in the YG Club, the beer selection's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's so much. The Patriots do a pretty good job for craft beer, but you're paying $20 for a can of it, which is not the case with you guys. But I mean, was that all access?
Oh yeah,
too?
absolutely. We had the video board going. We had on one of the TVs the fireplace. You know, so you thought warm and music was going, and our team did a great job theming out the room. So it was just nice, and we're kicking off our holiday all the parties that we're doing. So it was our first one. That
so YG Club is
we rent it out for holiday parties, receptions, whatever the case it is. So we have a lot booked in the next couple weeks.
Can I ask you a business question?
Yeah.
Like, does, because I do believe, especially, you know, now that People's Bank has been, you know, redone, and it seems like that's been a net positive.
Yeah.
Are you able to generate like meaningful revenue outside of games?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do a lot of baseball games, right? Where that's our, you know, so high school, college, that's
banana ball,
wheelhouse.
Which we'll
banana
get to.
Banana ball, yeah, which is exciting. 3 games with that. You know, we have UConn playing, University of Hartford, Eastern Connecticut State University is going to play this year. So we have a lot of different baseball games, and we do a lot of company functions. We do a lot of corporate outings, and they utilize the ballpark because it's a unique space, you know, and that works.
Well, and you want to, I just believe if you leave it fallow, it's a huge missed opportunity, and it's another reason for people to drive into Hartford. park and maybe do something else on top of it.
Yeah, so. I mean, we do a lot. We host a lot of graduations, so that's a big piece. I know South Windsor does their high school graduation, and our goal is, like you said, is always to bring people to downtown Hartford. So they park, they go out and eat, they do some shopping, they come to the ballpark, and it makes it as easy as possible for them.
So it, from a baseball standpoint, this time of year, I mean, you got – the schedule's already, yeah. Like, you might not, it's not, I don't know if it's been released.
No, schedule's released. Promotion schedule we're building. So all the promotions, the giveaways, the theme nights, that's all being built right now. And then we are, you know, selling groups, hospitality, individual tickets will go on sale in February, but we're selling our flex packs, which are ticket vouchers. So you can get those for the holidays. So it's busy.
Do you
it's,
save money by doing that?
You save a little bit of money, but it's able to give that out and be able to redeem them online pretty easy right. with technology these days. So
my real question is, like, when it comes like minor leagues is about promotions, right? And it's about, and there's stuff that's going to work for you until the end of time. But there's also pressure to innovate, although in a world that's done just about everything, like, are you able to year to year find a way to keep it fresh? Like, you'll do your bankable stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff you know is going
to be. The Whalers Alumni Weekend, the fireworks, all those things. Yeah. And you try to find the new ones, right? The new alternate identities where we got to be the Bouncing Pickles and.
But do you call up like Altoona or whatever and be like, what's working for you?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
No, we have league meetings next week. Next week, I'm heading to the winter meetings down in Orlando. So there's a lot of, you know, sharing best practices because there's no other closest minor league baseball team to us is either New Hampshire or Hudson Valley, New York, right? So what might work in Manchester, New Hampshire might not work in Hartford, Connecticut, but at least you get ideas and concepts and what, you know, what's working in different markets.
So you'll have something new?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We want more reasons for people to come out to Duncan Park.
I want to get into batting cages. I want to get into banana ball stuff too. Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats, here on Brian and Company. And if you want to look into anything that's going on, like the gear, their store's got everything, and everything's in stock. Just go, you know, you can start first and foremost by just going to. Is it just yardgoats.com?
Yardgoatsbaseball.com.
Yeah. And the long sleeve T-shirts are nice.
We just got a new one in, a gray one. It looks really good.
Oh, that's like my favorite shirt is the long sleeve T-shirt.
Yeah,
it's just solid, and it's good stocking stuffer stuff. And thanks for, you know, the hat. And it's great because he thought of me not giving me a pom pommed hat because my dog just.
I heard that. Yeah, I remember they eats the pom pom.
Well, he just did it. One of my last remaining ones. I just got my buddy who's the head of school at Renbrook in West Hartford just gave me their summer school hat with a pom pom, and I come home. And it's like, I want to draw white chalk around the hat because it's sad. And there's like little fuzz everywhere. And he just decapitated another hat. I want to talk about a couple of things because people don't know that they can do this. I didn't even know that the batting cages are actually, you can rent them out.
Yeah, we're doing.
Is that new or you've been doing that?
We took last year off because we had to work on the batting cages and get new lighting and new netting there. But this year it's something that we're offering, and it's a great holiday gift, and you can pick your, you know, date and time in January or February.
For so, like an hour?
Yeah,
like,
it's an hour session, yep.
And you use the machine, or you can throw it
no,
in?
No. You throw.
You can throw, you can't use the machine?
The machine, there's a little bit of liability there. But, it's a great setup, and it's on the field level, and so a lot of fans don't get to see it, so
it's cool.
It's a great experience.
It's in the bowels?
It's on the field level. We call it the field level.
Is the clubhouse nice? I've never been in.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's big, and you know, we've put a lot of graphics up over the years, and we want to make it as comfortable as possible for our players because they're in there so long. So nice couches, nice lockers, locker room, big showers, big.
So like the batting cage thing, like who do they? They go to Abramson? Like, who do they talk to do that?
Our events team. They book it online, and our events team reaches out to schedule the time around everyone's schedule.
Okay, so it's pretty easy?
Pretty easy, yeah.
So. The other thing is, you know, Matt, the creative innovator that Matt is, he was talking about one of his buddies wanted to do nine beers and nine hot dogs in nine
hot
innings?
Dogs, nine beers, nine innings. Yeah. So
that doesn't, and you were like, maybe?
Oh, no, we're definitely going to do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we're going to do it Yard Goat style, right? So nine hot dogs, nine beers, nine innings. And what else are we going to add to the food? Nine Donuts, right? We're Duncan Park.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to do Nine Donuts, right? Now, let's, before we all get worried about the size of the beer and the size of the donuts.
I'm not worried about it, but you can't do that without Uber.
Yeah, but we're gonna make some type of modification, and, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So that we're obviously responsible on the donut side and the beer side. And, you know, there'll be maybe we'll do, instead of beer, we'll do like goat milk. So it'll be nine glasses of goat milk.
That'd
or something.
Be so
right?
Gross. But is this, so if you actually did do it, you know, there'd be a cost to it. But I feel like if they do complete the task, whatever it is, they deserve
like a t-shirt or something that says, I survived the nine innings of nine hot dogs.
Yeah. Like you got to come up with a name. Like they did this party at Bowdoin College. These is called Three Dog Night. It was like a Devil Dogs, Hot Dogs, and Mad Dog. And they had t-shirts made up on it, right? So you got to come up with a good name. Like Three Dog Night was a good name for that party.
That is for, yeah.
You got to come up with a good name. And they, whether it's a t-shirt or not, which I think is a great idea, at least a little bit of like camera time on the Jumbotron or some Game Day Connor play-by-play or something.
Yeah, that would be great. He'd really check good. In every inning to see how you're doing. Absolutely.
I love the fact that you took feedback. And you're incorporating and that's the kind of thing we like to do here at Brian and Company, is give you good innovation. So nine beers and nine hot dogs and nine donuts. That's a lot to ask.
Is
it going to be like $29.99? Like, we got to come up with a good price point, too.
Exactly.
I mean, it's got to be affordable, but you know,
yeah,
well, aspirational.
You know, I mean, you're going after a certain demographic that wants to do that, so.
Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. Management-wise, anything with the organization that's going to be different next year? I don't know what you can tell us.
No, I know. So with the Colorado Rockies, who we're affiliated with it.
They have a new GM?
They have a new GM, new team president on the baseball side, which is good. You know, Warren Schaefer, who was our manager back in, I think it was like 18 and 19.
So before D'Onofrio?
He's now the manager of the Rockies, which is great.
Wow.
So they are, you know, we'll see what the shakeup looks like with regards to our coaching staff and stuff. But Bobby Meacham was great. We had two great years with him. We'll see if he comes back for a third, you know, or he might get promoted or he might decide.
Well, he's in his
different. 60s. Yes.
I like him personally. I just think he's a good dude.
I like him too, and I'm a Red Sox fan.
Right? I am too. But he's just such an accessible guy, a really good guy to talk to. But I honestly feel like in baseball, for managers, there's definitely ageism right now. Like, I think the trend is hire somebody young who played the game, who's going to listen to the data folks in the front office, right? And I'm not saying he wouldn't do that, but I think that they're looking for people in their 30s and 40s and not people in their 60s. Is that wrong?
Well, I mean, at different levels, right? So our level is about developing. So it's teaching. About getting our players and teaching and that. So if you have someone that has been a number one prospect and was able to, you know, play in an organization that understands winning with the Yankees, you know, it's something that you can relate to players. And, you know, he doesn't have a filter. He's great at communicating and he tells people where they are. And, you know, we had, you know, some great players come through that get promoted. And we had some players that are working on getting developed.
Yeah. Well, they got some guys. I mean, listen, they had a ton of guys that have been the Yard Goats in the last 3 years on the big club. They're in the toughest division in baseball. It's difficult. It's a good and bad thing. It's good for Hartford because we get to see some high-end prospects. Yeah. It's tough because the parent club has had some lean.
Yeah, so they'll bring them through typically quicker than we'd like to see them, right?
Yeah, you had the best prospect in the organization. Will he be back?
We'll see. I'll have a better idea next week based on.
He could probably use a little more season.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it all depends. You know, it's you think about minor league baseball and baseball, you know, being, you know, moving up the ranks. You're either looking for retirement, for someone to retire, someone to get injured, or someone to not perform to get promoted. So they all have this master plan and what the path is for everyone. And so figuring that out and then adjusting as it goes. So.
Well, listen, we'll see you at the holiday store.
Yep.
I want to thank you and the Yard Goats Foundation for all your generosity. And obviously, we wish you a good holiday season. You go to the Yard Goats website. Again, it's yardgoatsbaseball.com.
Yep.
And they are store every day for the next 2 weeks. There's going to be some sort of deal. It's 30% off of hats this today. And not to be promotional about it, but if you got an idea as good as 9 beers and 9 hot dogs, you can bring it to us next time, and we'll see if Tim will actually do it. So,
yeah,
happy holidays.
Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.